truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for at least the next hour here on August the 18th on the west coast of the United States, now August the 19th on the east coast and in the central time zone. We'd like to welcome all the folks that are listening in tonight or today, depending on where you are on Wind Talkers Radio Network, as well as blogtalkradio.com. Well, there's a lot going on today, and it's pointless for me to bring an introduction outside of what's happening, other than to mention that there are just an endless stream of disinformation stories coming out. We've got a magical Barack Obama, age 52, MySpace story that has surfaced its ugly head, or reared its ugly head, some might say. Yesterday on my evening show with Dr. A. Truat, I mentioned the fact that we had learned that Orly Tates is in the United States, and we know she's in the United States. Let's leave it at that. There's been a series of articles that some publications and internet sites have been putting out that Orly Tates is in Israel. And you figure out the rest of the story. If she's in the United States, and we're certain she's in the United States, trust us, we know what we're talking about. It really raises the question, the integrity of some of the reporting that's going on. And everybody seems to get caught up in this stuff about Barack Obama had a MySpace site that says that he's 52 years old, and therefore Hawaii wasn't a state at that time, so he couldn't be eligible for the presidency. Forget about Hawaii, forget about Kenya. I keep saying that. If you're wondering why I say that, read the Three Stooges, Go to Washington, parts 3 through 7B, but particularly 7A and 7B on my website, directlightproductions.com, deals specifically with that issue. That's all I'm going to say about that before bringing on tonight's guest. And we're going to get into some discussion about witchcraft at the White House, another disinformation story. Our guest is a talk show host. He has his own radio show called A Marine's Disquisition, heard Monday through Friday on blogtalkradio.com, as well as Wind Talkers Radio Network. And I'm sure there's some other folks that listen in to his show as well. He is also, in his own right, a journalist and a really good web host. He has his own website, amd.elequity.com. And he's my good friend. Without further ado, let me welcome back to Evident Footprints, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I thought this was tonight for the Idaho Observer. I thought I was emulating Idaho Observer tonight.
Well,
this is Don from the Idaho Observer. No, this is Drew Malone Raines.
You sound more like angry, actually. No, I'm just kidding.
No, not even close. Don't insult that lady.
I'm not. I'm insulting you.
Don't even
you.
Close.
Angry,
I would never impersonate you. Not ever.
Well, Don and Angry had something come up on the order of a funeral service, and they were unable to make it tonight, but you were kind enough to switch places or trade places with them tonight, so for anyone that's surprised, it is on the schedule, and I encourage people, if you're ever wondering who's going to be on the show, just click on a radio schedule at directlightproductions.com, and you get a whole month of shows right there for you. Drew, have you heard about this witchcraft story going on? This is the White House, supposedly the usurper in chief, the long-legged Mac Daddy, takes offense to the fact that his mother-in-law is practicing witchcraft, and he can't stand for that because he's a Christian. And there's a, I came across an article that was in the New Yorker. It actually goes back to 1996, but it was republished in January of 2009, after the inauguration. It was republished on the internet.
But it's a fake picture.
Oh yeah, it's got voodoo dolls and voodoo photography or artwork on the walls.
It's a fake picture in the stuff on the wall back there. They've mixed and matched paintings or temple rubbings from Cambodia and Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody doesn't know their artwork for number one. Okay?
I know. Yes.
Big time. And number two, when you look at the picture, you can see, well, wait a minute here. Look at this arm. Look at the shadows. The shadows don't match.
Mm-hmm.
The shadows on the head don't match. The shadow on the legs don't match. I mean, it's obvious if you're a photographer, if you have any knowledge of sunlight projections, if you have any knowledge of any filmology at all, you can see that you can tear this picture apart in about 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful picture. It has a reflection of a picture window in all the photos on the wall.
Oh, isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
And this picture is supposed to be taken in Chicago. Man.
Yeah.
The Sears Tower doesn't even have picture windows.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's passing this photo or this story about the White House around. Now, I'm gonna share something interesting with you.
Wait a minute. Let's get back to let's see, how did you say that? Jumanji voodoo here.
Well, they claim it's Santeria. It's African voodoo is what they're claiming. What's interesting is this article was written by a Kristen Atkinson, and I did a little bit of research, and I would venture to guess that Kristen's real name is Ken.
Kanadachi, where are you?
No. It's not Kanadachi. Come on. Oh, my goodness. If Ken's listening to the show, I think he's going to reach right through the microphone and grab you.
You said Ken.
Yes. Yes, Ken with a double N.
Okay. Well, Ken, Kanadachi, you're off the hook.
And this Ken has a bunch of female aliases, and one of them's Kristen. It's really interesting. So... there's more to come on that. Let me just say that. And I also want to add a point here before we get into any deep discussions about all the disinformation that's going on. And let the listening audience know that there's a concerted effort to get me riled up about the theft of the Balqui pictures that have been literally stolen by the intelligence agencies and posted on a Russian website. Credited to a guy that I've tracked down as a professor from the University of California, Irvine. Okay? And I'm coming out with a piece pretty soon. Ken Adachi and I have been doing some research, on who these people are. And, again, it's just a feeble attempt to try to discredit the original work and the truth. That's all I can say. These people work 24/7, and within a minute you can track down who's committing the fraud in every case. They're getting sloppier and sloppier and sloppier, and they call themselves intelligent. It's beyond me. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
comment on that.
Well, you know, we're bringing this out, and it's like. It's like everything is folding in, just like in a voodoo princess's parlor. She's got all kinds of dolls and medicines, trinkets that she's bringing forth, and we in America, we're being hit all across the border with misinformation, directed information. They're, even the elitists are willing to give up some of their secrets over here to make sure we get misdirected off of the Obama story. And it's mind-boggling that here we are, just, you know, a musician and a Marine and a newspaper editor from three parts of the country, a highway patrol officer, a sheriff, another police officer, and a fly boy out there, that we're all pulling pieces together trying to figure out what the truth is, from all the way from illegal immigration to the great seal of the United States. And it's, and here we are, it's this, what's this, the 19th day of August, in certain parts of the world, most of the world, it's already the 19th of August. The majority of the world is into to Wednesday, and there are people around the world that are looking to the United States for guidance, and yet the guidance in the United States, it sounds like it's in some drum out there, and it's beating, boom, 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 and somebody's got a little doll running around with a needle, punching it here and punching it there with distractions. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the documentation, that issue keeps coming up. And now we have these people fighting to say, well, you know, now this birth took place in Hawaii 52 years ago. And well, then what about the newspaper article that was genuine, right? Well, I've debunked that article already. You know, the announcement in Hawaii that the son was born to Barack Obama Sr. and Stanley Ann Dunham. That was...
Wait a minute. Here's something wrong about the whole picture. Stanley Ann Dunham would be 15 now.
She would be how old?
15? If she was... If 2 years... If, you know, if Obama's 52 years... I mean, it's 2 years older.
Oh, no. She would have been 13.
13. She'd be... I said 15. Okay, yeah. She'd be 13 now. Nobody's paying attention to what they're saying.
Yeah, well, it's obvious, but, I mean, it nullifies the newspaper.
I'm not saying that a 13-year-old can't have a baby, but can you imagine a 13-year-old girl running around with supposedly in high school, running around with a black man that's twice her age?
Well, it happens all the time. I mean, but this is a situation that didn't happen.
Well, this is a situation that doesn't exist in time.
Yeah, it didn't exist in time. It's all a lie. The whole thing is a lie. You know, something interesting happened this weekend, and a friend told me about this, that they had been witnessing a TV interview of Long-Legged Mac Daddy's aunt from Africa, and she's living in Cleveland. And this was on a Cleveland television.
Is that the one that's starving to death?
Oh, I don't know the whole story on that. I mean, come on, you know. These people spent $1 million on a date a couple of days ago and took five choppers with them and Marines and, oh, my goodness. What is going on? But anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The Marines are getting a little PO'd because they're not getting any of the pizza or the ice cream.
Yeah, let me finish this story here. She's being interviewed by a local anchor at that Cleveland station, WKYC TV Channel 3, which is an NBC affiliate. And the opening statement is, Barack Obama was born in Hawaii, and this is Rockefeller country. Now, what do the two statements have to do with an illegitimate president? What is the significance of, well, everybody knows that Rockefeller lived in Cleveland and ran Standard Oil Company originally out of Cleveland. Everybody knows that. Why do those two statements have to be connected together? And I think in a sense it was a Freudian slip, or it was supposed to subliminally affect us somehow. But it actually underscores The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 7. And I did a little bit of research, and I discovered that Gannett Publishing owns Channel 3 in Cleveland, WKYC-TV, and it was, they did a swap years ago. Back in 1965, they switched KYW, which was Channel 3, an NBC affiliate, with the WKYC, which was in Philadelphia. And they used to run the Mike Douglas show out of Cleveland, and Mike Douglas moved to Philadelphia. They took the whole staff there and just did a flip-flop of that whole makeup. But it has become I have to say there's a racial undertone to that move that they made when they did that, because Cleveland was a melting pot community, and many of the white folks moved out of town. They went to the suburbs, or they left the area completely. But I found it interesting that Gannett owned that, and so Gannett was somehow behind that. But I also found that Gannett owns the Honolulu Advertiser. That's that newspaper in Hawaii. That's the newspaper that published the phony photographs and published the phony birth announcement. So there's an example of two aspects of the media, television and newspaper, totally corrupt, totally in the pocket. And I suspect the Rockefellers probably in the background own both of those companies. Any thoughts on that?
You're on my page, or I'm on your page. It sounds like we're doing research. We're going through the same books, different times. But at the same time, we're in different directions, coming up with the same solution.
Yeah. And they own 22 newspapers. There's that Illuminatus number, you know.
Well, it's like they own 22 newspapers, but the 22 newspapers are extremely influential newspapers.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that goes against the grain of Benjamin Franklin. He believed in a free press, not a press controlled by one man. He felt the press should be independently owned and operated out of government, so we could be the watchdog of a free people with the free press under the First Amendment to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, where if the government failed, the press would be the fourth arm of the government to warn the people that they needed to take up arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, we got those decrees from some of the other founding fathers as well, didn't we? I mean, Thomas Jefferson was very outspoken about what was going on in a spiritual sense to the Republic, what was being attempted. Now, they saw that back then, and the media really didn't play a role back then, did they? I mean, it's rampant, the corruption and the complicity of the media. There's not an article or that you pick up these days that somebody emails to you where somebody's saying, this is not reported in the mainstream media. Why aren't we seeing this in the mainstream media? And you and I have answered this question 1,000 times, and that reason is?
Don't ask me, I'm lost.
Well, they're using the media as a propaganda tool. I mean, what else is it?
No, I'm lost. I'm lost because you're asking me about the propaganda, but is it really propaganda or is it just control?
Well, what's the purpose of propaganda?
To bring forth the lies and control.
You're in a strange mood tonight, Drew.
I'm in one of these moods out here because I've been doing some extra research over here and. I've got Ralph Epperson on the mind. You've had Ralph Epperson on your show, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, just in the last several hours, the press, this control elitist, have brought forth information about the strange happenstances of the dollar bill and the secrets within the dollar bill. And I'm thinking, here, Ralph Epperson has been talking about this for 8 years. Drew Raines discovers that Jane Burgermeister is using a telephone that's registered in Austria, but the phone calls are coming out of New York. Don Nikoloff is finding that these pictures over here don't match this and don't match that, and my mind is spinning. Therefore, I'm in a strange world out here. It's like a deja vu, all wrapped up into a surrealist form. It's like walking from one room to another, like in the movie Jumanji.
Yeah,
where one room you're in Africa, and another room you're in the modern world. In one room you've got lions and tigers and bears in a jungle, and the other room you've got chandeliers falling all over the place.
Mm-hmm. So you're feeling like that today because of Ralph's message, or just
no? Not Ralph, but because of all of what we, it's like every time you and I go to talk, or we get on a strange, we get on this rope going down the rabbit hole, it's like, man, the rabbit hole's got rabbit holes, it has rabbit holes.
yeah, and, you know, for people that aren't that familiar with rabbits, they kind of tunnel and they go, they have escape routes, don't they? They can come out places where people don't see them.
A lot of people don't think that rabbits are, we're using this term rabbits as diggers in the hole, and what the rabbits do is they like to follow the prairie, like a prairie dog that really digs the tunnels under the ground. Rabbits don't really dig into the burrows. They burrow up on the end of the ground from nature's drudgery. They don't have claws and dig down in the hole, but they hide in these holes. They raise their young in holes like this. They're very prolific, but that's why people say that the Medfords down the street have more children than a rabbit, because rabbits produce easily and most affluently. What we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got we talk about these rabbit holes because they're burrows from the main hole that go off the other directions.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows me away every time we turn around. And we've got something else. I understand that Don with the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins is a newspaper that puts out the truth, but he's got so much stuff. Where do you start to print? You know, it's like being in the room of your printing press and you're setting the type, but you've got your type all set up over here, but boy, this type over here looks a lot better, and this type over here looks even better than still. You've got so many stories. It's just where can you stay on point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're all kind of converging on each other or collapsing. There seems to be, there is a concerted effort to discredit those that are bringing out the truth. And it's done in very, very sleazy ways, you know. They use their minions to bug everybody that's, you know, involved in serious research. And, when people can't use a real name, and believe it or not, these people can still be tracked. There's a lot of ways, you know. You don't even have to be technological to find out who they are, and sometimes it doesn't even take 5 minutes to find them. But it's, you know, I wouldn't invest more time than that, you know, because the intention is to cause us to waste time, and to confront us with issues that attack our character. You see, it seems like everybody that's involved in this grand illusion is bent on creating disinformation and discrediting those that reveal the truth to others. knowing full well that there are many people ready to receive the truth. There are other people looking for the truth. They may not know how to get to it and find it, but once it's revealed to them and brought forth through writing or through a radio show, they're sort of reassured that they're hearing the truth. They can tell the difference. It has a different resonance. And it's always accompanied by all of these dramas on the side. People attacking others. You know, I brought this up with True Ott on the show last night. We have this woman who's leading the battle across the globe to bring about some solution to this mad and fictitious pandemic and to stop the vaccines. Yet the person shows every indication of being an insider with the disinformation specialist and is attacking everybody that's come to her aid. And people can't seem to grasp that, you know. And I know you talk about this on your show and people call in or people send you messages and emails, tons of emails expressing a fear about that. And there is just so much disinformation out there that everybody's focusing all, if they're not thinking about Michael Jackson, they're thinking about the fear that's there. Because that's all the mainstream media is talking about still is Michael Jackson. They don't talk
about that was one of the main stories that most of the news organizations had put out this morning when I was doing the news and views for the day, posted on my website. I was going around looking at different news and views, and here just about every major network newspaper in America was talking about on their front page the burial of Michael Jackson. I mean, he's been dead how long? A month now? And they're just now getting around to burying him?
Well, in a week, it'll be 2 months.
2 months. Oh, God. See, that's how much I pay attention to it. And I can't, and what really gets me upset, this long-legged magnetty that David J. Manning refers to is also in the news everywhere I go. Never in the history have I seen or uncovered news stories where on every page there is a picture of Obama. It's like somebody's taking a baseball bat and trying to make beat me in the head to visually memorize Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, well, isn't that mind control? Isn't that?
I want to throw up. I get headaches looking at it.
I know. It's everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere, all right.
Well, when you go to BBS Radio...
Except on BBS Radio.
You're not going to see that, you know?
You're not going to see him on my website. You're not going to see him on BBS Radio. And you're not going to see him on Greg Evans' website.
Oh, yeah. Now, unfortunately, he is in the Three Stooges Go to Washington, but that's out of journalistic necessity.
Well, yeah, but that's because you're uncovering the fact that who is this man? He definitely is not a human being. He can't be, but he says he is, but he can't prove it.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many coming to his defense in that regard. The Congress on July 27th, 6 months after the inauguration, over 6 months after the inauguration, they have to pass a resolution declaring him born in Hawaii. As if that makes it happen, if that makes it real, you know, I suppose they could pass a resolution that Satan is the real God, couldn't they? And that's supposed to make it real for those that know otherwise. It's amazing that these people don't stop at anything. They don't. They really don't stop at anything. Their thirst for power and their hunger for power is insatiable.
It's like the lie is you uncover bits and pieces of the lie, so they gotta go off here and lie two or three more times.
Oh yeah, it's an endless stream of lies.
Yes.
An endless stream of deceit and corruption. And they want to say, well, that's conspiracy theory. No, it's the word conspiracy does not require the word theory. Theory is a word that stands on its own. Conspiracy is what it is. It's just like the truth. You often hear me talk about the truth, Drew. The truth does not need man's approval to exist. It doesn't need man's meddling with it to exist. And all these criminals that are running the world are doing is trying to mask the truth, trying to hide the truth. Everything they do is about hiding the truth.
Mm.
From what?
And what gets me is they lie over here, and they come over here, and they got to lie over here, and they don't realize that what's going over here with the truth debunks the lie over here on page 2 or page 4. A classic example. You see it every day. Job losses around America. People losing their jobs. 16,000 people here, 1,600 here, 600 there, 1,000 here, 1,000 over there. And you get, well, you know, the real estate market comes in and says we're not selling as many houses because the foreclosures out there are exasperating the market because we can't sell those houses when they're tied up in the court. But then you turn over here to another page and the Real Estate Association announces the fifth month in a row. For the fifth month in a row, home construction is on the upswing. But two pages back, you see that the number of foreclosures in America are 5 times greater than they've been at any time in the history of the United States. Wait a minute here. Home building is up for the fifth month in a row. Foreclosures over here are up for the greatest period in the history of the United States. Construction laborers are laid off over here. Construction laborers are laid off over here. Real estate people have been fraudulently manipulating the cost of houses for at least 20 years. Since I got into the real estate business in 1986, I thought real estate appraisers and real estate agents were honorable men and women, and all they were doing was selling the homes for the market value. But they were making sure the houses go up 10% so they could get paid a 6%, 7% commission and pay a funding fee or an insurance fee. So the invariably you buy a house on Monday and you want to sell it 2 weeks later, the house value's got to go up a minimum of 10% to cover all those fees. So it's a false value.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Now the world's coming up, the United States, we've got all the foreclosures, but they say, the real estate industry is, or the construction industry is reporting an increase of 5% for the fifth month in a row in building construction. But over here, you find that home foreclosures in America are greater than they have been in the history of the United States. Well, the bubble's about to burst in the sense that the baby boomers are not having the number of children that were estimated that they would have back in the 60s. When the baby boomers get out to be of sexual age, they're going to start having 2.5 and 3 kids. So the population of the United States is going to increase or double. And when it comes down to the real fact, the baby boomers on average around America, regardless of their race, regardless of their creed, regardless of their color, American citizens that fought in World War II do not have the numbers of children that the government thought they would have. In effect, they only have 1.5 children, and then their children are having even less than one child. So the population of the United States, even though it's going up because of illegal immigration, it's going up because of the the mandates of the Muslim religion, the mandates of the Chinese religions, Buddhism, because they mandate that their families have at least five kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. They're destroying America from within. The Caucasian race around Eastern Europe, Western Europe and the United States of America and Australia, the Caucasian race is being attacked and nobody's paying attention to that effect.
Yeah. I heard a report yesterday from somebody who is pretty knowledgeable on this, actually, that in the state of Arizona, is it Arizona or California? I think California. Into San Francisco, they've been, Sacramento, excuse me, misspoke. Sacramento, California is receiving thousands and thousands of Ukrainians. Nothing against the Ukrainian people, but they're being brought into Sacramento by the plane load, and each person is being paid $247,000. Where is that money coming from?
Well, you take $240,000 to a Ukrainian.
$247,000 a person.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
You tack that up, and you got 1,000, hypothetically, let's join that out to plane loads. Okay, a normal aircraft coming from the Ukraine would carry a maximum of 247 people. You take the flight crew out of that equation, you're down to actually 236 people on a flight crew. So you've got 236, multiply that out by
47,000.
Well, wait a minute here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in a week. A week! I'm sorry. Where's all this money coming from? After 3 weeks, we're into the trillions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this money's being printed out of thin air, but this is being done illegally. Illegally, these
without the knowledge of the American people,
without
and
the knowledge,
and people, they're not printing paper and handing these people. They're giving them dots and digits on a card.
Yeah. Now I know somebody who works in the Ohio Department of Transportation. Okay, this person's a supervisor, and we were talking one day about the restaffing of the people that do all the maintenance work at these roadside stations, you know, on the turnpike. When you're traveling long distances, you may pass 10 exits before you actually have a service station with restaurants and restrooms and all of that, and a general rest area where somebody can park their vehicle and go to sleep or whatever. It's off the highway, but it's via an access road that's right alongside the turnpike. So people are paying to be on this road, and they're paying the employees that work at these stations. Many of them are hired by the companies, depending on who the petroleum company is. They hire their people. Whoever is running the fast food places, they hire their people. But the state is footing the bill for the people that do the cleanup and the janitorial work and the lawn cutting and sweeping and all of those things that keep the property up. I said, who mans these stations? And he said, well, until very recently, this is about a year ago we were talking about this. He said about a year ago, he said, we had a complete Mexican staff. He said, these are illegals that they brought in to work there. And I said, they're American people that could earn a living, certainly could feed their families, and why did they hire Mexicans? His response was, well, they tell us that Americans don't want to do those jobs. Okay, Bush was president back then, okay? And then one day, he tells me that they completely replaced the whole staff. And he said, now we have Ukrainians there. And I said, wait a minute, you had Mexicans there now, and now you have Ukrainians? Why is that? He said they're better workers. Again, The question is, why aren't Americans offered these jobs? Why are people being illegally brought into the country and given those jobs on our soil? I mean, this is outright treason and fraud and corruption to the max. You know, and it warrants an investigation to see who's getting kickbacks out of those money. What are the actual contracts that these people are putting together behind closed doors? You know, this is appalling that this goes on. And that's just one person telling me this. To my face.
And people aren't paying attention when you are. But other people, they hear these stories and they're not paying attention. Let's look at the fact that, the Mexicans are better workers than the blacks. The Mexicans are better workers than the blacks. They're taking all the yard jobs out there. Because the blacks won't show up on time. They want to sit around the trees and suck on a watermelon and a beer instead of working for me to mow yards. So I've got to hire Mexicans. Now here you are. You can the Ukrainians are better workers than the Mexicans. It's like, wait a minute here. What's wrong with this picture? We got supposedly an American citizen that owns this business, and he would rather hire Mexicans or Ukrainians over another American citizen.
Well, no, this is the state. This is the state doing this.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the state's doing it. The state is doing it. But you're trying to tell me that there's an American citizen in the state that doesn't know what's going on, that's doing all this hiring? I mean, they're illegal immigrants. And yet the individual that's doing the hiring is not looking at who these people are. This is like trying to tell a United States Marine that, well, we're gonna do a background check on you so you can be a Marine security guard. And you've got to have a top secret clearance, but we don't care where you're born. We don't care what year you're born. We don't care who your mommy is. We don't care if your daddy is not your daddy, but we're going to do a background check on you. That's ludicrous.
Well, you got somebody giving orders to the military right now. That's exactly in that situation, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I agree. We sure do. And we've got, we're silently, very succinctly, behind the scenes, have been mushrooming together for over 6 months now, putting together, orchestrating lawsuits by the help of officers and enlisted personnel in all branches of the service to bring forth massive lawsuits against this long-legged magdaddy to bring forth information about who he is. And there are questions that are laid out in these lawsuits about who he's appointed to the office. And what kind of jobs that they have if he's illegal. Well, what does that mean, that there's the Secretary of Defense is now not the Secretary of Defense? Yeah. We got a constitutional crisis, and it's like it's mandated. If everything comes apart, Don, and the rug finally comes out and uncovers the truth, the rug's been yanked out and the truth comes out, what's going to happen when we've got this illegal immigrant out there who's appointed all these czars, the Supreme Court justice, many other, it's going to be deep, Don. It's going to be deep. And it's been developed to destroy the United States of America.
There's no doubt about that. You know, I'm agreeing with you 100%. And I've been talking about this on the radio for the past 3 years. You know, on other shows and then on my own show, and still on other shows.
Well, and just before you did your show on the illustrious radio station in Severfold, Russia, which I just got through doing an interview on just before your show, we brought that same scenario out over there, that what the Russian informationalists are bringing forth, and they've only had freedom to put up freedom of the press just a short 16 years. And they're getting more truth in their newspapers, in their publications, and on their alternative radios than we're getting here in America. And people over in Russia, they stay up. They don't listen to Coast to Coast. They listen to anchor hosts like Don Nikoloff, anchor hosts out there that are bringing forth the truth. You don't have radio stations in Moscow that are all owned by one big conglomerate and are controlling the airwaves with sporting events. I beg your pardon. You've got one radio station that does sports in Moscow. You've got one radio station that reports entertainment, i.e. movies, plays, etc. And ladies and gentlemen, theater and plays are heavy in Moscow. But there's only one station that does it 24/7. And all the rest kind of split their job chores off because they're out there trying to pull the real truth to get it out to the people while they can, because they don't want to go back into a Stalinist Russia. They really don't. And as you very well know, America has lost its freedom. Our newspapers are not even close to telling us the truth. They're controlled by how many people? What, five, seven?
Yeah, about five, really. You know, I can name one company that owns 22 major newspapers in major metropolitan areas across the country. From New York down to Washington, all the way across the ocean to Hawaii. And you think that that's an accident? You know? Oh, man. I mean, it's time for people to wake up. And I got to tell you, I don't read those newspapers. I cannot read a newspaper. I can't paper train a puppy with diarrhea on a newspaper. They don't want to touch it. They feel that energy coming off of it. They don't want to go near it.
And I haven't read a newspaper in so long that I don't even know what the cost of a newspaper is.
Oh, who knows? I mean, they're anywhere from 50 cents to $1, $1.50, you know, and you buy a Sunday paper and it's 3 inches thick and it's nothing but advertising. You know, it's all, and that's all bait and switch. And it's all, anything that's in it is propaganda. I mean, no one is getting the truth through the mainstream media. We repeat this over and over and over again. And people are saying, well, if this was true, we'd see it on TV. Tell me what you see that's true on TV now. Without taking into consideration what you and I are talking about. Anybody, tell me what they see that's real truth on TV. On any channel, on any network. Some people will say, oh, the History Channel. That's the truth. No, that's propaganda. It's all that stuff is done in Hollywood or with the techniques that they use in Hollywood where all the illusion is created. But somehow people can't make that connection. I don't understand it. Or I do. They just couldn't care less. But there will come a time soon, won't there, Drew, where people are going to have to face this dead on, and there's no running away from it. And it's going to be too late for those people, isn't it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, the verbiage out there that the truth will set you free. Well, the truth will set you free in your mind, but you're gonna be toasting over here with the chestnuts on the fire.
You know, I can't fault anybody who's bringing out the truth about these vaccines. But while everyone is embroiled in what they're going to do and who has the right to do it and all this, we brought up all the information. You and I on your show yesterday, we brought that out. And to a great extent, we brought that on my show last night with True Ott.
Exactly. Well, here, I've got one for you. I just got an IM here from Matthew in Russia. Drew, I got to let you know this. Larissa's brother just saw one of the links that you sent to him with marks on the paint marks in front of people's homes in the United States. And a lot of people are asking what these marks mean. Recently, he saw the he was investigating how the Stasi worked hand in glove with the KGB back in the early 50s during the Stalinist genocide of people, and these marks, they would run around and put marks on police and military and former military's apartments and doors or in the front of their houses to mark their houses as to the ones to be left alone.
Well, that's vandalism, right?
You know?
There. Isn't that vandalism?
Well, yeah, but they were marked, so it was like a protection. It's like if you look around, ladies and gentlemen, and what we're talking about, all of this rhymes together. Everything we're saying comes together on these points of misinformation. We're going down the rabbit hole, and there's so many burrows in the rabbit hole. Where do you want to bring forth the truth? And here we are. Here's a story 3,000 miles away that comes in. It's not related, but is related to everything we're talking about. This is just another rabbit hole out here. The thin blue line. If you see a sticker on a car out there, it's a civilian car, and it's real dark. It looks like black with a light blue line in the middle. That is referred to as the police department's thin blue line. Because it's a real dark blue with a real light blue in the middle and a letter, i.e. G. Well, that's Troop G, and that's like they're marking themselves so they don't get shot at when they drive up to the roadblock.
Huh. Yeah, now people are seeing those on vehicles too, aren't they?
Yes.
And this is history repeating itself. This stuff was done, it was done by the Nazis. It was done, you just gave the example of it happening in Stalin's time. This is not new. This is the same group of people just moving forward with their plans. And people are asleep or they're in fear. It warrants talking about it because we have to draw attention to the fact that this is going on. And people are going to see these things, and now they're going to know what they're seeing. But they have to have their eyes open and their ears open, and they have to really be paying attention and understanding what's being done to take control of their minds and their property and their children. There is such apathy in this country. And really, everywhere they've taken over, there's been that same apathy. You know, it's not just here. It's happened in other places. It's happened under the pretense of, well, this is post-war. And, you know, I spent time in Germany, and I have a lot of friends there, and there are people that are still trapped in that nightmare of World War II, and I can't blame them of that. They're apologetic for not having done anything, but then they want to criticize us while this is going on. I know that they didn't have the technology that we have, but you weren't talking about as large an area of land, okay? Russia was a much bigger place. It was easier to take over the people there because they murdered millions of them, and the rest of them were herded into big cities, which is what they're trying to do here. You know, slowly but surely over the years, the Bureau of Land Management's been just sucking up all the public lands and cordoning them off, making them off limits to people so that they could herd people into the cities and control them. And they're building these highways so they can move military equipment. They're not.
Oh, and you mentioned something. I just here, just today, a news article came out here in Arkansas that two of the bridges in Little Rock are going to be reduced to one lane traffic. Because they're doing some extra work on it. Well, you know, people in Little Rock, they don't pay attention to it. They just think it's just road work. Well, wait a minute. Drew happens to own a house and is from Shreveport, Louisiana. And I look at the news in Shreveport. I pay attention to it down there more than I pay attention to what's going on in Little Rock. But one of the stories I was reading out of Shreveport is the bridges in Shreveport were being reduced to one lane for maintenance traffic. And that's what they're putting out in the paper. Wait a minute. In Memphis, Tennessee, Drew's got some personal friends over there, and they're saying they're having enough. They're just in conversation. They're talking about, well, you know, we wanted to go over into Arkansas and get some peaches, but it's the traffic jam going across any one of the three bridges. It's a tremendous because of they've been reduced to one lane. And I said, wait a minute, one lane? What's going on? My sister is East St. Louis. She says, yeah, we're having some problems up here. They're doing a lot of road work on the bridges going across the Mississippi River this weekend or this week. And the traffic lanes are being reduced to one lane. What's going on out there? And, you know, here we are. We're talking about, it sounds like we're talking about everything around the world, ladies and gentlemen, but it's in the rabbit hole with all of the boroughs. It's what's going on out here. It's controlled symbolism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an aspect of looking at the truth and seeing what's going on, discerning what's actually happening. You know, they report that that the job rate has. The jobless rate has dropped. First of all, we never got accurate figures. You know, it's been 25 or 26%, many experts are saying. And yet, last week, they were coming out saying on Monday morning on the radio, mainstream radio, they were saying the jobless rate has dropped down to below 10%, to 10.5%. Well, they're giving us phony figures. First of all, they're stealing money. So how can they come up with those accurate figures? There's people not being paid for the work they're doing in the schools. We know this is going on in California. It's going on in Pennsylvania. I think Massachusetts, New Jersey, and where else is this going on? But they're working into the figures the people that have run out of unemployment benefits. They take them off the roster and just tweak the figures. Well, the stock market's rebounding. Who in the stock market is making money? You know, and who's gonna get their money when they pull a bank holiday?
Well, yeah, and what's unique here is they're saying the stock market's rebounding, but the foreclosures of homes by the people that work on the stock market is up over 80% from last year. Wait a minute. These stories don't jive. The market's going up. People in the market are making better money, but home foreclosures in the certain areas around New York or where these bluebeards live are on the rise because they don't have enough money to pay their bills. No time in history has so few controlled so much money and so at the top echelon. No time in history. And I'm worried that Americans are going to wake up and find out that the Weimar Republic was just an example of a small pebble being thrown into the ocean. Because the tsunami wave of the affluent elitist is about to take over the world while they're sitting there eating their seven-course dinner, i.e. their hot dog and their six-pack, or if they're a little more on the affluent side, their nine-course dinner, a bottle of champagne, a pizza, a hot dog, and a six-pack.
Wow, you left the caviar out this time.
No, they throw the caviar out the door because they want to appease the ecologists because the sturgeon and the Black Sea are getting rare, so they're not going to harvest any caviar this year.
Oh yeah,
it's the feel good sports events that's going on. Oh, it's football season. This team's going to be number one. This is the best. This is the best. This is the best. This is the best. Arkansas. Florida, LSU, USC, Notre Dame, Northwestern, you name it, ladies and gentlemen, whatever team your team is being shoved down your throat around America, and they come out, and what's the latest hardcore news in America? They're not talking about the six women, or now it's eight women, that are disappeared. Eight women have disappeared off the planet out in North Carolina in a small community of less than 1,500 people. 1,500 people in a small community? That is a small community. And they got eight women from this 1,500 population of a suburb just north of Raleigh. Eight women that have been, Arkansas-ized, disappearized. They've just gone. Six bodies have been recovered, and there's two more bodies still missing that have been missing for several weeks. And another woman was abducted today. Only now we've got in the other eight were possible women that were related to prostitution. Well, now we've got a young woman that is a college girl that's gone missing. You don't hear that in the national media, but you will hear all kinds of stories about Brett Favre coming back in. Oh, Brett Favre is 40 years old or 39 years old, and he's coming back in to play football, 36 years old, whatever. He's in his late 30s. Well, wait a minute. They said, well, he's too old to play football. Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? You want to go back? You want to talk about old men playing football? Let's talk about George Blanda. George Blanda was 1 month shy of his 49th birthday when he retired from football. George Blanda from the University of Kentucky played for the Chicago Bears, for the Oakland Raiders, for the Houston Oilers, for the Baltimore Colts. George Blanda played great football, and he played till the age of 49, and nobody made a big deal about George Blanda being 49 years old when he retired.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to bring out, well, Brett Favre is too old to be a quarterback anymore. George Blanda was a football player, and nobody said, there was no news media that's around the United States purporting George Blanda in age back when I was going through high school?
Yeah, well, it's about idol worship. You see,
there you go. That's what I wanted you to bring up. It's all about idol worship. Today, it's idol worship. It's a football player here. It's a movie star here. It's a rock star over here whose body hasn't been put in the ground yet. Boy, I want to tell you, it must be smelling pretty bad over there.
Man. Yeah, and it's, what is it, a gold lined casket, and it's going to be set in concrete? I mean, what is the reason for this, you know?
Because they want to protect the gold, because they've got poor people out there that'll dig it up and scratch the gold out of the coffin.
Yeah. Well, all it's going to take is somebody at night with a jackhammer go in there and just take it apart, you know?
You go in there with a backhoe, four scoops. You got the coffin. You dig it up. You put it in the front end loader, and you haul the coffin off. You cover the grave back up. You run back over there, and you lay your sod back down to where it looks like the grass is growing. Okay, I mean, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. I have a friend that in California that. He pissed off a friend of another guy that was in competition with him. He went to bed one night at 9 o'clock, got up the next morning, and his entire front yard of soyuz grass had been cut up and hauled off. He had nothing but dirt out front, and the front yard was a little over an eighth of an acre. Well, one man can't do that. And that's what's going on. We got this vindictiveness out here quarreling amongst everybody. It's taking us off point. And all these rabbit holes out here with all these burrows, it's, well, Don Nikoloff has found the truth in this borough, so we've got to go over here and we've got to dig another hole out the back door, so we've got another hole of lies over here, so we've got to get over there and have, and put those lies out and uncover those lies so he doesn't find out the real truth that's in this rabbit hole. And the real truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the Illuminati, the Illuminists, are out there in droves, and they're about to bring forth their new world order, and it's going to be mass genocide, and it's not going to be mass genocide just in the United States of America. It's going to be mass genocide around the world. Only in the other parts of the world, they're not going to put roadblocks up and haul the people and put them in prisons. That's going to happen in the United States. That's going to happen in the United Kingdom. That's going to happen in the major cities of Australia. It's going to happen in the major cities of Russia. But in parts of Africa, they're just going to do a flyover, and people are going to lay down and die. And yeah, what's going to be left is the animals are going to come in from the forest, and the lions aren't going to be eating the antelope. They're going to be eating the human carcasses. We're going to have stench that's going to be so devastating that, you know, and the bodies are going to be ate up by what, ants? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one thing after another. But, you know, people don't think these things through, generally speaking. They say, well, you know, we have the experts. Our government's there to protect us. You know, the banks are taking care of our money. Oh, they're taking care of it. I got an interesting...
Wait a minute. The banks are taking care of the money, but if they have a bank holiday, how can I get my money out of the bank here, Don?
Well,
I've got my money in the safety deposit box. I should be able to get my money out of the bank. The safety deposit box is where I got my money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's already been months, months. Last year, what is it? About a year now since the bank folded up. The banks folded up in Iceland, and you had a rush on the bank Northern Rock in England, in London.
Yeah.
You know, this is going on everywhere around the world. This game is being played, and you know they're devaluing the dollar so that any foreign country that has assets, that hold assets, are going to be devalued along with it. Their goal is to destroy the world's economy, just to keep the criminality going. That's all. You know, Drew, we're going to have to wrap up here. I want to allow you to give out the information for people to get to your radio show as well as your website and the particulars for signing up for your news and views.
I didn't agree to be shrink wrapped up. I said I didn't mind coming in and stepping in for Don Harkin, but I didn't agree to this shrink wrap. That's new. You got to take that back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my website is the 3 W's, amd.elequity.com, and if you you don't have to take my word for it. I had the last time I said that on Don's show, I had the next morning I had 5 requests, and then after the next morning after that, of those 5 requests, there were 2 ladies and 3 men. One of the ladies sent me an email back, said, "Woo-wee! When you said that you put out some news and views, I cannot believe all of this is going on and we're not getting these stories promoted in our local newspaper." So I want to let you know, I definitely put it out, and it goes out every morning. Sometimes it gets out there depending on what time zone you're in. It gets out there no later than 9 o'clock on the East Coast, and it's very, very relevant news. The 3 W's, Alpha, Michael, Delta, Dot, Echo, Lima, Echo, Quebec, Ulysses, India, Tango, Yankee, .com. And that spells LELEquity.com. AMD.ELEquity.com. And the reason that's a kind of a strange link is because it's embedded within the Master Lake at the University of Australia in Brisbane. And we've had that email up by the gracious love of my webmaster, Megan. And Megan Love has graciously assisted in keeping that website up. It has never been hacked in the 5 years that it's been down there that she set it up. And she is amazed at the hits that we're getting because people are seeking the truth. It's like when I promote Don's show, she sends me an IM. Drew, what are you doing? Drew, yeah, what's this story? The Three Stooges goes to Washington. You ought to see the hits going through our website, to this website that belongs to somebody over here in the United States. The Three Stooges goes to Washington. They're hitting this article 20,000 times just to look for it.
Yeah, well... So you gave out your information, so they can click on a link on your website to sign up for the News and Views, and that's free.
No, they send me an email.
Okay, they send you an email.
Email okay. To DrewRaines@yahoo.com, or they can go to the website and sign up for it to be sent from there, or they can call me on the phone, and I'm not hard to find.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, well, Drew, we're out of time. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And
I got plenty of time. I got 24 hours a day. What's wrong with you?
And Don and Ingrid extend their greetings and their gratitude for you filling in for them tonight.
Well, they're going to fill in for me tomorrow night.
Yeah, they are. you get to kick back with your seven-course meal.
No. I ate peaches and cream. I'm sorry.
All right. Drew, look forward to your next visit here next week on Evident Footprints. And I guess I'm
on your... I thought it was last week.
I'm on your show next week, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that...
I don't know what day, but you're there. It's either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, because I don't do shows on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. All right, and it's not Friday. We know that.
We know it's not Friday. We know it's not Thursday because I get, unless you do the second hour.
Okay. All right, well, you take care. Thanks for being on the show. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on PBSRadio.com as well as Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com. I'd like to say hello to all of our friends out there in the U.S. military on bases around the world who are tuning into this show either live or via an archive. Be safe. Godspeed to you. And when you come back here, we're going to shake your hand. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you folks out there all around the world in our listening audience. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. You have a wonderful night or day. Have a night filled with peace, love, and light here in the States, and have a good night.